Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 61-55. They are 23-28 in the second half. Currently sit 6 games back in the California League North Division second half standings behind the San Jose Giants with 15 games remaining here in the 2024 regular season. The Stockton Ports, they come in with a record of 42-73. They're 16-35 in the second half. The Ports last place in the California League North Division second half standings. They are currently 13 games out as their magic number to be eliminated is very soon. So the Grizzlies, they're looking to continue their winning ways. They've won 2 of the first 3 games in this series. The Ports trying to play spoilers, looking to even this series up at 2 games apiece. And last night, the Grizzlies, a big 11-5 win as they sunk the Ports. The Grizzlies now 80-31 all time with against the Ports, a 19-8 record this year. The 19 victories against Stockton are now tied for the second most wins against an opponent in Grizzlies single season history. And with Modesto's win over San Jose, the Grizzlies now just 6 games back with 15 left to play. The Grizzlies offense scored 11 runs on 11 hits, 5 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 3 Ports errors. Fresno had 4 multi-run innings, which included 2 runs in the 1st and 7th frames, 3 runs in the 5th, and 4 runs in the 2nd. The Grizzlies, they also had 6 extra base hits among their 11 total on the night. 4 Grizzlies batters had 2 or more RBI, 2 or more hits, and 2 or more runs in the offensive salvo. Aiden Longwell, he had a great night. Blake Wright, he had a great night. And Brad Cumbis, also a great night. The trio combining for 5 doubles. Wright, in his Grizzlies debut, he had 3 RBI, a couple doubles. Brad Cumbis, a pair of doubles as well, 2 runs and 2 RBI. Aiden Longwell, he notched Brad Cumbis with the last run of the game. Caleb Hobson, a 2-run homer. He also had 3 runs, 2 stolen bases, and a walk as well. And the Grizzlies, they had a great start from Ismael Luciano. 6 innings of 2-run ball in the quality start. And the Grizzlies, they beat the Ports by a final score of 11-5. So Fresno looking to continue their winning ways tonight as they give the ball to right-hander Brian Mena, an 0-2 record of 5.74 ERA. He'll be countered by Stockton right-hand pitcher Kyle Robinson, making his Ports and Athletics professional debut. The right-hander from Texas Tech gets the ball. Should be very excited to watch him for a few innings. Great pitching matchup tonight in Robinson and Mena. And tonight it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond night. I had a chance to ride the elevator with the Incredible Hulk, and now the Grizzlies, they look to bring some superhero powers for Friday Night Baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, talk about a superhero in 19-year-old Kelvin Hidalgo, who joined us on the pregame show. Hidalgo just joining Fresno this week. Already a couple multi-hit and multi-RBI games. He's looked great at shortstop tonight. He'll be the Grizzlies' DH. But he joined us on the pregame show. We talked a little bit about his time in the DSL, coming over to the United States, and now joining Fresno. The smile from Hidalgo said it all. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies infielder Kelvin Hidalgo, and I'm also here translating with Grizzlies catcher Juan Castillo. Guys, thanks for taking time for this interview.
Anytime.
So first question I have for you, tell me a little bit about your upbringing and where your love for baseball started.
Que nos diga de dónde viene y cómo empezó tu amor al béisbol.
Vengo de República Dominicana, de Santiago, y porque toda mi familia juega béisbol.
Said I come from Santiago, Dominican Republic, and he says his love come from his family.
Do you have one specific family member that maybe taught you how to play the game? And then, did you also have a favorite team or player growing up watching as well?
Que si tiene algún jugador favorito, un equipo favorito, o algún familiar que te llevó a la pelota.
Claro, las Águilas Cibaeñas, y mi primo, mi hermano, mi papá, todo un apoyo familiar.
¿Y el jugador favorito?
Manny Machado.
So he says Águilas Cibaeñas, that's his favorite team in the R, and he knows baseball. Said his brother, his cousin, and his dad took him to a baseball field, and he says Manny Machado is his favorite baseball player.
So Manny Machado, what makes Manny Machado so fun to watch?
¿Qué es lo que te gusta ver de Manny Machado?
Batea y como para.
The way he plays the game, the way he hits and how he catch everything and throws hard.
So, of course, you try to emulate that probably a little bit growing up, too. But you actually signed very young. Talk about then when you realized that your dream was coming true with the Rockies.
Que firmaste de una edad joven y que nos diga cómo se sintió cumplir el sueño de jugar pelota con los Rockies.
Oh, muy contento. Y gracias a los Rockies por darme la oportunidad de jugar pelota profesional. Claro que sí.
He said, yeah, very, very happy, and he thanks the Rockies organization for giving him the opportunity to play baseball.
When you first started playing with the Rockies organization, what were some of the obstacles or the tough times you had to deal with playing first with the organization?
Que cuando empezaste a jugar con los Rockies, ¿cuáles fueron unos obstáculos o algo que se atravesó por el camino para seguir avanzando en la organización?
O si no hubo nada.
No hubo nada.
I said there were no obstacles to him.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because you won the DSL MVP. Talk about your season where you won the MVP with the club.
Sí, él dice que eso tiene sentido porque él vio que ganaste el MVP en Dominicana y que no sabía cómo se sintió ganar el MVP allá.
Muy bien, muy bien, muy alegre. Cuando me dio la noticia yo estaba en mi casa y di un brinco como que había ganado todo.
He said very happy and very proud. He says when he was at home when they told him he won the MVP and he just jump all around, happy, celebrating.
Did you win a plaque? Did you have a little award? Did you get a trophy?
Que si te dieron una placa o un trofeo o algo por eso.
Una placa.
Yeah, they gave him a plaque for that.
Oh, amazing. I want to see that plaque. You have to show me at some point. But I know that then, of course, winning the MVP means that you're going to come over to the United States and continue your professional career. How has that transition been for you?
Que él dice que le muestre la placa en algún momento, que quiere verla. Y que él dice que cómo ha sido la transición de después de ese año del MVP que ganaste a este año que jugaste en Estados Unidos y estás aquí en Fresno y todo eso.
Fue mucho mejor porque yo quería estar aquí en Estados Unidos ya que yo tuve esa temporada en Dominicana y esa misma temporada que yo tuve en Dominicana quiero seguir teniendo año tras año.
Said it's been better every time and he says that he's been working hard since he was in the art to get the transition to the States and he said he wants to repeat the same season every year as an MVP.
Absolutely, and this year has been a fun year to watch as well for you down in the ACL. How much do you like Arizona and talk about how the season was for you down with them?
Que él dice que fue es divertido haberte visto en Arizona con esos números que pusiste, que te fue bien. ¿Qué te parece Arizona y de qué estás allá?
Muy bien, Arizona, muy bien.
He said, yeah, he likes Arizona. It's really good.
And so this year, too, you had one home run. You had a couple really good games. Talk about your season with the ACL Rockies.
Que tuviste un home run, tuviste buenos números con los Rockies. Que ¿cómo fue ese equipo este año para ti?
Muy bueno, muy competitivo.
He said, very good and very competitive team.
Absolutely. Now you're here with Fresno. So when you got the call that you were coming to Fresno, what were your emotions during the time?
¿Cuáles fueron tus emociones? ¿Cómo te sentiste cuando te hicieron para Fresno?
Igual que como me dieron la prueba en Dominicana, brinqué, celebré mucho.
He said same feeling as when he won the MVP in DR. He was jumping and celebrating a lot.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here. And so far, just a couple games in, you have a lot of hits, a couple great plays, a couple RBI. Talk about how your first couple of games have been here at this beautiful ballpark.
Que ya tiene par de juegos aquí, que ya tiene par de RBI, ha hecho par de jugadas buenas. Que cómo te sientes de jugar en este hermoso estadio, dice.
Demasiado bien y hermoso, aunque todo el béisbol es hermoso, pero en este momento me siento muy contento y muy alegre por jugar por Fresno.
He said, great, like he says, baseball is beautiful and it's more right now that he's doing good and playing in this stadium, so he just wants to keep it.
We can't wait to see what happens in your future. Can you tell Rockies and Grizzlies fans what to expect from Hidalgo in the future?
Que no diga que esperan de Kelvin Hidalgo, los fanáticos. O sea, que no diga que los fanáticos esperan de Kelvin Hidalgo para tu futuro.
Un jugador muy emocionante para la fanaticada.
He said a really exciting player for the fans.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Guys, thanks for taking time this interview.
Yeah, anytime.
And we thank Kelvin Hidalgo and Juan Castillo for joining us on the pregame show. A big thank you to Castillo translating for the 19-year-old and Kelvin Hidalgo. Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park as we get set for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. With that being said, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, the Stockton Ports, led by manager Javier Godard. The Ports, 42-73 overall. They are 16-35 in the second half. Leading off, DH number 3, Joshua Carota Grauer. Batting second, the catcher number 5, Davis Diaz. Tommy White, the third baseman, he will bat third. Batting fourth in center field, number 8, Rodney Green. Cameron Leary, the left fielder, he will bat fifth. Followed by shortstop, number 11, Derek Salome. Mario Gomez, the first baseman, he bats seventh. Miles Naylor, the second baseman, hits eighth. And Darlin Montero, the right fielder, bats ninth. And on the bump tonight for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 30, Kyle Robinson, making his debut in the athletic system and for the Ports. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, led by manager Steve Solis, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies, 61-55 overall. They're 23-28 in the second half. They're led by Steve Solis, and his Toyota starting lineup looks like this. First baseman, number 20, Aiden Longwell, will lead things off, followed by center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Braylon Wimmer, the shortstop, he bats third, followed by third baseman Blake Wright in his second game with Fresno. Our pregame guest, Kelvin Hidalgo, the DH, he will bat fifth. Luis Mendez, the second baseman, he will hit sixth. In the bottom of the order, right fielder Felix Tena hits seventh. Juan Castillo, the catcher, hits eighth. And Brad Cumbis, the left fielder, he bats ninth. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies as they get ready to take the field, right-hander number 5, Brian Mena, an 0-2 record, a 5.74 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup, Longwell, Hobson, Wimmer, Wright, Hidalgo, Mendez, Tena, Castillo, Cumbis, and Mena on the bump. With that being said, let's head down to the field for tonight's national anthem.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. To bring the anthem tonight, please welcome Alan Woodward.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose lots right and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly dreaming. When the world came back,
tonight's national anthem, an outstanding national anthem, as we get set for Friday Night Baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. Your Fresno Grizzlies getting ready to take on the Stockton Ports here in Game 4 of 6. Your Fresno Grizzlies winners of two of the last three games in this series, and they're looking for another one to keep pace with the San Jose Giants in the California League North Division standings. Your Fresno Grizzlies tonight give the ball to right-hander number 5, Brian Mena, an 0-2 record, a 5.74 ERA. And if you want to talk about a superhero in Mena, well, the Grizzlies fans that are listening, guess what? This might be your opening day starter next year. Get ready to see some great action from Brian Mena. Your Fresno Grizzlies, 61-55 overall. They are 23-28 in the second half, 6 games back of the San Jose Giants in the California League North Division standings. And the Grizzlies, a beautiful but chilly Friday night. We have dipped below 80 degrees here at Chuck Chancey Park, and I know that there was some extra motivation with this weather. The crowd on hand as well, getting ready for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. You know it's a great night when you go up the elevator to go to the press box, and you're in the elevator with the Incredible Hulk. And tonight, the Fresno Grizzlies, after 11 runs last night, they look to bring up some more runs tonight as Fresno looks for a win against the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, the Stockton Ports. Brian Mena finishing up his warm-up pitches, and we are ready for baseball here in downtown Fresno. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. Brian Mena will take on Joshua Kuroda Grauer. He is one of the many 2024 draft picks that have joined the Stockton Ports here in the past couple of weeks. Here comes tonight's first pitch. And it's inside for a ball, and we are underway at 7:08 p.m. 77 degrees. We have overcast skies, 10-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. As here is a high chopper over to the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. Short bounce, and he makes the play. What a nice play from Wimmer to start tonight's contest. Coming in on the slow roller was a high bouncer, and then Wimmer couldn't get there in time, so he got a short bounce, stayed with it, and the throw to first to Longwell in time. Now steps up Davis Diaz. And we have to make sure this is Diaz. It is, because last night he was a late scratch in the lineup. As the first pitch to Diaz is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Brian Mena, good pitch right there. So Davis Diaz back in the lineup, had a great first game with the Ports, the Vanderbilt product, as that's outside, count at 1-1. Now, Davis Diaz is the catcher for Stockton, but in college, he was a shortstop and third baseman. So making the change professionally, as the pitch is inside, count at 2 balls. And a strike, and had a little bit of trouble in the opener behind the plate, getting used to these pitchers. Known for his defense in college, now trying to find a way to help out this Port squad, as that one will hit Diaz, and he's on. Hit by pitch on the fastball that ran inside, and the first base runner allowed by Mena, as here comes third baseman Tommy White. Fresno defensively looks like this from left to right field. Brad Cumbis out in left. Caleb Hobson, he's in center. And Felix Tena is in right. At third base is Blake Wright making his second start with Fresno. Braylon Wimmer at short. Luis Mendez over at second. And Aiden Longwell at first. Juan Castillo, he is the personal catcher for Brian Mena. And the catcher and pitcher combo for tonight. As your Fresno Grizzlies trying to find a way to get out of this inning unscathed. Here's the 1-0, and it's going to be a pop-up. This is in on the infield and in foul territory. Aiden Longwell is there. He makes the play for the second out. So two outs now. Runner at first for center fielder in Rodney Green. Your Fresno Grizzlies led by manager Steve Solis. He is very excited about tonight because this Grizzlies team they can find a way to win tonight and San Jose drop another game to Modesto, they get even closer in the standings. San Jose Modesto just underway at John Thurman Field. John Thurman Field may be coming back next year according to some reports on social media. As the first pitch is a called strike count at 0-1. Either way, Fresno could play against Modesto in the postseason if they are able to get there. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way tonight, though, as here comes the pitch from Mena. And it is a high chopper foul, and the count at 0-2. Two good pitches to Rodney Green, one of a few lefties tonight in the Ports lineup. Green, the first one, though, that Mena has seen. Two outs. Runner at first is Davis Diaz, reached on a hit-by-pitch. Here comes the 0-2 from Mena. Comes set around the belt, the pitch, and it's low. One ball and two strikes. Glad you could join us here in downtown Fresno, California. Reginald Webb is the home plate umpire. Blake Bison over on the bases. As Mena wearing that Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight jerseys, looking for a punch out. Here comes the 1-2. And it is just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Grizzlies run across the front in white font. They also have those white numbers on the back. Marvel Bear logo on the front as well. It is designed by Marvel themselves. That's on the cap as well. Red hat, red bill. As there's a swing and a miss, and Mena is out of the inning unscathed. We head to the bottom of the first. No score. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the first inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. No score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Aiden Longwell leading things off as he will watch a ball in the dirt from the right-hander, and Kyle Robinson making his debut. No record, no ERA, just added to the Ports roster yesterday. Here comes the pitch, and Longwell fly ball, that one lifted, and he will watch it go foul. And the count at one ball and one strike. As we said, Fresno wearing those Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight jerseys. Stockton, they're wearing their gray unis tonight. Stockton ran across the front in blue. Red numbers on the front and the back of those jerseys. Blue cap, red bill. As the pitch on its way, a line drive out to left field, and a fair ball down the left field line. Longwell looking for a double. He has a leadoff double as he cruises in a second base. And Longwell, back-to-back games, he has a double. And just like that, Fresno in business with Caleb Hobson striding to the plate. Great job by Longwell just down the left field line, a fair ball. And the Ports, who are wearing those anchors, now have to find a way that they cannot sink early against Fresno. But Caleb Hobson, a two-run homer yesterday, a big game for the Grizzlies center fielder. As here comes the first pitch to Hobson, and now a mound visit between Diaz and Robinson. It's a quick little visit. Diaz still trying to get used to all these pitchers, just joined the team. And so right now, you can already tell that they're on different pages. So Caleb Hobson now at the plate, runner at second with no outs. Bottom of the first inning, the pitch from Robinson. It's a bunt attempt by Hobson, and it goes just foul. And the count at 0-1 down the third baseline. Hobson, we saw a bunt single just the other night, as he tries to push Longwell to third and maybe try to reach himself. Longwell's ninth double on that ball to left field, as Fresno and Stockton underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Friday night baseball, nice crowd on hand as well. A beautiful night, under 80 degrees here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-1 to Hobson, and it's inside, and did it hit him? Yes, it did. That does not feel good. Hobson upset because that ball ran way inside. And both number two hitters in their first plate appearance are hit by pitches. Diaz in the top of the first, and now Hobson here in the bottom of the first. So now runners at first and second with no outs, and it's Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer coming in leading the club in home runs, and now leads the club in RBI with the promotion of Andy Perez. 13 homers, 58 RBI. A 280 batting average, one of the best in the California League. Here comes the pitch. He looks to bunt, and the ball gets away from Diaz. Both runners advance. Longwell, big turn around third. He'll stay there. So a wild pitch by Robinson. So now second and third with no outs, and Braylon Wimmer trying to give the early lead. Fresno, maybe some Swiss Family Robinson right now, trying to find a way to Crusoe out in front. Now the infield for Stockton coming in. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it's high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Grizzlies scored two runs in the first inning yesterday. They scored 11 runs on 11 hits. Second and third, no outs. The pitch to Wimmer. And Wimmer takes a pitch low. Three balls and no strikes. Reginald Webb, tonight's home plate umpire. Blake Bison over on the bases. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way to start the fireworks early. Here comes the 3-0 to Wimmer. And Wimmer draws ball four, and that loads the bases for Blake Wright. And the Grizzlies once again have loaded the bases in their first inning. Back-to-back games before tonight, they loaded the bases. So now three straight nights, Fresno has loaded the bases in the first inning. Something that Fresno trying to find a way to get out in front. They didn't score two nights ago after loading the bases in the first. They scored two last night, looking to take the early lead tonight. So Fresno, again, another bases-loaded opportunity. As here is Blake Wright, the Clemson Tiger. And I'm not lying to you, the former Tiger now with the Fresno Grizzlies. Lions, Tigers, Bears, oh my. Bases loaded, no outs. Blake Wright had two doubles, three RBI yesterday. The pitch, and he lines one foul, count at 0-1. That had tons of action as it ricocheted off a sweet. And count at 0-1. Blake Wright, second game with Fresno, trying to find a way to give the Grizzlies the lead. Any ball to the outfield could score a couple runs. Great speed on the base paths. Here's the 0-1, and that's in the dirt, count at 1-1. Good stop from Davis Diaz. The runner at third is Aiden Longwell. He had a leadoff double. Caleb Hobson hit by the pitch. He's the runner at second. Braylon Wimmer over at first after the walk. Kyle Robinson in his debut, trying to find a way to get through this Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the 1-1. And it's a chopper back to this backstop and the count at 1-2. Initially, the way everyone responded, like Kyle Robinson, the pitcher, that ball looked like maybe it was going to bounce right in front of him. So now 1-2. No outs here in the bottom of the first. Fresno Stockton tied at 0. But Blake Wright can change that with one swing of the bat. Here comes the pitch to Wright, and he flies one. That's out to center field. It is good carry. It's at the wall, and it's caught at the warning track. It's a sacrifice fly. Hobson now will stop at third. It's going to be a sacrifice fly. Wright just missed a home run, and it's 1-0 Fresno as Green makes a catch on the warning track. A sacrifice fly. Wright's fourth RBI in two games since joining Fresno. Wimmer stays at first. Hobson to third. Longwell scores. And Fresno on the board for their first out. Here's Kelvin Hidalgo, our pregame guest. Runners at first and third with one out. The runner at second and Hobson, he wanted to score. There's a check on Wimmer, and he's back safely at first base. But Hobson, he has already scored on a deep fly ball in previous games twice this year. And had an opportunity to possibly score there, and a great throw-in by Rodney Green to keep him there. Here comes the first pitch, and it is high for a ball. Now Wimmer being checked on, and he's safe back at first. Good throw, and the tag by Gomez just late. Count of 1-0. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first inning. Kelvin Hidalgo trying to find his way on base. The 19-year-old won MVP in 2023 down the Dominican Summer League as he swings and misses. And a count of 1-1. This Grizzlies team has now tons of power at the top of this lineup. Longwell, Wimmer, Wright. Here comes the 1-1. The pitch from Robinson on its way. And Hidalgo line drive into right field, a base hit. It's an RBI single. Wimmer stops at second. Hidalgo comes in clutch. He's got 3 RBIs in his last 2 games. And Fresno leads 2-0 here in the first. An RBI single, second hit for Fresno in the frame. As we said, Wimmer to second. Hobson cruises home. And there's 2 hits and 2 runs just like that. As now Luis Mendez, first and second with one out. The sacrifice fly by Wright earlier. The pitch to Mendez, and this one is popped up, and this could be playable and caught by the catcher Diaz for the second out. So 2 outs now as Mendez first pitch swinging. And here comes right fielder Felix Tena. So for the second straight night, Fresno has at least 2 runs in their opening frame. And this Grizzlies team trying to prove a point that they're not out of it just yet. The Giants, though, they lead 3-0 over the Modesto Nuts. Fresno just trying to keep pace. Wimmer dancing over at second base. The pitch from Robinson gets away from Diaz, and it goes towards the Grizzlies dugout. Wimmer to third, and Hidalgo to second. Another wild pitch by the pitcher in Robinson, and the catcher Diaz could not handle the ball. So now second and third with 2 outs. And once again, Fresno taking advantage of the catcher Diaz, still trying to get used to catching in professional baseball. The former Commodore now behind the plate. Here comes the pitch from Robinson, and it's a ground ball up the middle, and the shortstop in Salone makes a nice play as Tena dives towards first, not in time. Fresno scores 2 runs, though. A sacrifice fly from Wright, and a Hidalgo RBI single. 2-0 Fresno with a second right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chuck Chancey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 2-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Cameron Leary will lead things off against Brian Mena. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and it's a fly ball out to center field. Hobson racing back, still going back, and he makes the play on the run. Hobson covers about 95% of this field without trouble. And that's the first out of the inning, as here comes shortstop Derek Salome. Brian Mena, an 0-2 record, a 5.74 ERA, making his fifth appearance this year, all in starts. First appearance against Stockton, last week against Modesto, picked up the loss after 5 2/3 innings, a 3-run ball. Mena, 6'2", 185 pounds, 20 years old, from San Francisco de Macaray, Dominican Republic, as that ball is bunted foul, count at 1-1. The right-hander signed as an international free agent in 2021, fourth professional season, joined the Grizzlies on July 30th, and he had a great debut where he sent down 9 in a row, 3 perfect frames, as that ball is inside, 2-1, 4 strikeouts against Lake Elsinore. He's allowed 3 runs or more, though, in his last 3 outings, but still trying to get used to single A, as here's a high pop-up on the infield. Who's it going to be? The shortstop in Wimmer is there. He makes the play. And that's the second out, as here comes first baseman Mario Gomez. But Brian Mena, his last outing against Modesto, those 5 2/3 innings, a career high for him. And when he was with the ACO Rockies, he was limited in terms of innings. Only 46 innings over 13 appearances and made 6 starts. As that's outside, count at 1-0. A 2-4 record, 2 saves, 1 hold. But Mena now joins the Grizzlies, where he is making his first statements. As here's a fly ball out to right field. Hit well at the track. It is gone. Mario Gomez, a home run out to right field, as the ball hits a couple cars in the parking lot. And Mario Gomez, the home run. A 2-out homer. It's now 2-1. And the crowd not happy with Gomez, who celebrated around the bases. So now it's Miles Naylor after Mario Gomez hits the long ball. And for Mena, allows the home run. So 2-1 now. Second homer for Gomez, as that pitch is inside, count of 1-0 to Miles Naylor. But Mena, as we said, still getting used to single A. His first hit allowed goes deep. But for Mena, great stuff, as there's a called strike. The count now 1-1. Fastball, changeup, curveball for the righty. And trying to show what he can do here in 2024 before maybe being your Grizzlies ace in 2025. As a count now at 1-2 to Miles Naylor. But the right-hander Outstanding stuff. Tons of confidence. The pitch. And it's foul tipped into the glove. And that will end the inning. But a home run from Mario Gomez. It's 2-1 Fresno. We had the bomb in a second. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Kyle Robinson will take on Juan Castillo as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 2-1 here in the bottom of the second. Juan Castillo looking to get on base after Fresno. Two runs in the first. Robinson winds and deals as the first pitch is swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Kyle Robinson joining Stockton, making his debut, 21 years old. As the pitch on its way, here's a high chopper. Castillo now will watch it go foul. Count at 0-2. Robinson, 6'6", 210 pounds. Born in Amory, Mississippi. He was drafted by the Athletics in the 11th round, pick number 316 overall by the Athletics in 2024 out of Texas Tech. Talked to Austin Becker, who also was a Red Raider prior to the game tonight, saying that Robinson, a very good arm. The changeup is his go-to pitch. Fastball can reach the mid-90s, but that changeup is everything to him. As the pitch on his way swung on and missed, Castillo down on strikes. And Kyle Robinson has his first pro strikeout as here comes left fielder Brad Cumbest. Kyle Robinson spent a few years with the Red Raiders after going to George C. Marshall High School in Virginia. With the Red Raiders, 3 years, a 6-8 record, 45 games, 20 starts. A 5.14 ERA, but the stuff plays. As now time is called as the home plate umpire and Reginald Webb walks away. Trying to see exactly the reason. As the pitch to Brad Cumbest, ground ball hard hit, the shortstop in Salome. The throw to first is in time. It goes 6-3 for the second out as here comes first baseman Aiden Longwell. So Robinson, so far fun to watch to see how long the right-hander pitches tonight. So Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. As here comes the pitch, that is a swing and a miss, count at 0-2. $1 million guaranteed only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Glad you could join us as the Grizzlies lead 2-1. Here comes the 1-2 to Aiden Longwell. Robinson will wind and deal the pitch, and that is low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. First two batters this inning retired by Robinson, who's now retired four in a row, trying to get back into rhythm. As Derek Coro starts to loosen in the Ports pennant. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit for Aiden Longwell. He's two for two. A double and now a single. And for the Grizzlies, three hits and two of them by their leadoff man. As here's Caleb Hobson, a hit by pitch and a run his first time at the plate. So Caleb Hobson now looking to continue this frame. As the Grizzlies trying to find more runs than just two. Hobson ready to go. Here comes the pitch. That is outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. 2-1 Fresno. Chauncey Park, downtown Fresno, California. Game four of this six-game series. As there's a check on Longwell. He's back safely. Visalia 5-1, they lead over Inland Empire. Lake Elsinore leads Rancho Cucamonga 1-0. South Division scores. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he will take a ball low, two balls and no strikes. Actually, they call that a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, a little bit of a late call from Reginald Webb. Robinson looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch to Hobson. Long pause, and Hobson swinging and a miss. Count of 1-2. Good elevated pitch there from Robinson, and Hobson a little bit disappointed. He missed the breaking ball. Might have been a slider there from Robinson, who also has a curveball to his name. Count of 1-2. Here's the pitch, and that is low. 2-2. Aiden Longwell looking to get to second base or more with a Caleb Hobson offering. 2-2. Runner at first, 2-1 Fresno. Here's the pitch to Hobson, and it is called strike three, and that will end the inning. A clean frame. We head to the third, 2-1. We'll be back.
Fresno Grizzly fans, assemble. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight is back at Chauncey Park. Grab your tickets now for a super evening of baseball. Friday night fireworks presented by Circle K and more. Celebrate this incredible event with fellow Marvel fans and cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Stockton Ports. Fly on over to FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chauncey Park ticket office to get your seats. We'll see you for the Fresno Grizzlies Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight on Friday, August 23rd. Fresno State Night returns to Chauncey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special $2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chauncey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Top of the third inning here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chauncey Park. 2-1, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Darlin Montero will face Brian Mena. As the first pitch is lined to right field, hit well. The right fielder in Tenna goes back. He watched it go up against the wall. And now the throw in from Tenna to second is not in time as Montero almost falls off of second base. Tag applied by Wimmer, not in time. A leadoff double. As Montero first pitch swinging, he's had a great series against Fresno. As here comes Joshua Carota Grauer, 0-1. Here in the top of the third inning. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with two locations in Fresno. one right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street, and another that just opened up on Palm and Knees next to GB3, as there is a called strike count at 0-1. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, two Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and a ground ball over to the shortstop Wimmer. It's going to be a tough play, and he makes it again. Back-to-back groundouts to the shortstop Wimmer for Kuroda Grauer. One out, no advancement from Montero at second. As here's Davis Diaz, reached on a hit by pitch. We also want to thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies in tonight's press box food here in the top of the third. As Fresno trying to keep their 2-1 lead. They're in the top of the third inning. Mana looks back the runner, the pitch, and it's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Montero the leadoff double, and then Kuroda Grauer 6-3 towards the shortstop Wimmer, who made a great play. Mana looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that is inside, and the count at two balls and no strikes. Well, Brian Mena, he signed as an international free agent in 2021. And the right-hander signed the same year as former Fresno Grizzly infielder Andy Perez and former Fresno Grizzly right-hander Jordy Vargas. As the pitch is outside, three balls and no strikes. Also former Grizzlies catcher Brian Betancourt. Mena, though, he's kind of the baby of the group, still learning how to pitch, just 20 years old. Three balls and no strikes. Man looks back the runner, and it's a called strike count at 3-1. Brian Mena, good stuff, though. That fastball can reach the mid-90s. That fastball right there at 93 miles per hour. Looks back the runner at second. Here comes the 3-1 to Davis Diaz. Outside ball for Diaz. A hit by pitch and a walk so far tonight. First walk issued by Mena. Now runners at first and second with one out for third baseman Tommy Tanks White. White 0-for-1. As Fresno trying to find a way to get out of this inning. Going back to a score in the California League right now, though, there is a perfect game brewing at Lone Mart Field. The Lake Elsinore Storm are having a perfect game right now against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, as that is a foul ball count at 0-1. And San Jose all over Modesto in the third inning, as they lead by four, looking for more runs right now. So we'll keep an eye on that game at Lone Mart Field as the Quakes try to shake up the scoreboard. As that's inside, count of one ball and one strike. Top of the third inning, though, 2-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Runners at first and second with one out. Mena wearing that Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jersey. Here comes the 1-1. And there's a good breaking ball that just misses. And count of two balls and a strike. Catcher Juan Castillo holding the ball a little bit longer. Never got the call, though, from Reginald Webb. Two balls and a strike as Mena comes set around the belt. Here's his 2-1 and a line drive foul, and the count now at two balls and two strikes. Good pitch from Mena on the fastball. Tommy White, the former LSU Tiger, trying to find his way. Hasn't hit a home run yet in a Stockton Ports uniform. As Mena trying to pick up a strikeout. Here comes his 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. He got White swinging. And that is his third punch out. Great pitch from Mena for the second out of the inning. As here comes center fielder Rodney Green. Green 0-for-1. Strikeout his first time at the plate. As Derek Coro continues to loosen down in that Ports pen. So two outs now, runners at first and second. Rodney Green, the Cal product. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and it's a called strike counted 0-1. Past Rodney Green, just the other day, and you can tell how excited he is to be playing baseball. But not only that, being able to have a chance to prove why the Athletics drafted him. That was in the fourth round this past 2024 draft, as that's in the dirt count at 1-1. Rodney Green, a very, very good hitter. When he was with the Cal Bears, just all over the Pac-12 leaderboard. Now, Cal is in the ACC. A little bit of some changes, a part of the college football, college baseball, college landscape. As the pitch to Green is swung on and missed, count at 1-2. So it'll be a little bit interesting when Cal has to travel all the way to the East Coast to face the likes of Notre Dame, Virginia, Virginia Tech, so on and so forth. Here comes the 1-2 now to Rodney Green. Mana winds and deals and a ground ball, and that's the third baseman, and the throw from Wright is late. That was a high chopper, and by the time Wright picked up the ball, everyone was going to be safe. So Green is on with an infield single. Diaz to second. Montero to third. Third hit allowed by Mena. And now it's Cameron Leary 0-1. Leary, he was drafted out of Boston College, a 10th round draft pick by the Athletics in 2024. And we just mentioned the ACC, Boston College, also in the ACC. The Golden Eagles. Here comes the pitch to Leary from Mena. And a good breaking ball in their count at 0-1. Frazzle leads 2-1 as San Jose, another two runs. They lead 6-0 against Modesto. No balls and a strike, Mena. Can he find a way around the bases loaded jam? The pitch. And it is just high. Count at 1-1. Two outs, bases loaded. The runner at third is Montero, hit a leadoff double. Davis Diaz drew a walk, he's the runner at second. And then the infield single from Rodney Green. Mena's pitch on its way, and it is a fly ball to Caleb Hobson. Hobson now going back a little bit more than expected, and he makes the play to end the inning. Mena puts up a zero, Frezel leads 2-1. We had the bottom of the third right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Bottom of the third inning, the Grizzlies lead the Stockton Ports 2-1. They're in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies trying to find a way to face Derek Coro now, as we have a pitch clock violation on Coro in the count at 1-0. And now the manager, Javier Godard, coming to talk to the home plate umpire, talking about the pitch clock, I believe. about why Coro was trying to get a baseball possibly. So Derek Coro takes over for Kyle Robinson. Robinson goes two innings. He allows three hits, two runs, both earned, one walk, one hit by pitch, and two strikeouts. As there is the now decision, I wonder if they took a mound visit. Either way, Braylon Wimmer will walk his first time, takes on Coro as the first pitch is going to be popped up. This one in foul territory. A long run and in the dugout and not being able to make the catch is the first baseman in Gomez. He almost laid out into the dugout and he came up empty. Oh man, Gomez went a long way, was disappointed he didn't catch the baseball. Gomez, you can tell how unhappy he was as he almost went head first into the dugout. He was laughing towards a lot of those Grizzlies players. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer inside. The count now at two balls and a strike. But Derek Coro now takes over the lefty. Outstanding stuff. 19 years old. 5'11", 145 pounds. Pitch on its way is inside. And Wimmer ahead in the count. Coro from Venezuela. This year's split time between the ACL Athletics and Stockton. His 20th game this year. As a check swing, Wimmer did go around. And the count full 3-2. One start made by Coro this year, a 2-2 record, a 6.75 ERA. 1-for-3 in save chances with the ports. But as we said, outstanding stuff. Here comes the 3-2 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer watches a pitch outside. So now the count is actually 3-2. I believe that pitch clock violation to start the at-bat that Javier Godard went out to argue that they wanted to use a mound visit. So I believe now it's 3-2. As here comes the pitch to Derek Coro and Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer watches called strike three. He can't believe it. And he talks to the home plate umpire and Reginald Webb. That is the first strikeout for Coro. And here comes the third baseman in Blake Wright. Wright a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. As that gave the Grizzlies the early lead. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here's the pitch. That is just low. The count of one ball and one strike. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. As here's a high chopper from right, it goes foul. Count now one ball and two strikes. Bottom of the third inning, Fresno leads 2-1. This Grizzlies team trying to find a way to get a couple more runners on. This Ports team, very feisty so far. A couple left on base back in that top of the third as Wright fouls off the pitch. So now the count remains at one ball and two strikes as Wright stays alive. Blake Wright went to Clemson. Wright listed at 6 feet, 205 pounds, 22 years old from Clearwater, Florida. He was one of the top shortstops in Florida before going to Clemson. Here comes the pitch and there's a swing and a miss right down on strikes and Coro back-to-back punch outs. To open up the bottom of the third is here's Kelvin Hidalgo 1-for-1 with an RBI single. And you go from a guy who just joined to one of the youngest players on this Grizzlies roster in Kelvin Hidalgo. And again, we are watching Mena on the bump. Could be your ace next year. Here's your future shortstop, Fresno Grizzlies fans. Here comes the first pitch from Coro, and it is inside. Count of 1-0. A battle of 19-year-olds. As Coro ready to go, he will wind and deal. The pitch from the lefty on its way, and it's a high pop-up drifting out towards the right side in foul territory. Gomez will watch as the second baseman and Naylor run it down, and a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the fourth, 2-1 Fresno.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth?
Top of the fourth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 2-1 as Derek Salome will lead things off against Brian Mena. Salome will pop up his first time. As Mena will wind and deal, here comes the pitch, and that is a little blooper to the right side, a base hit. And Salome finds his way on, another leadoff man on for Stockton, back-to-back innings, they've done that. And for Mena, that's his fourth hit allowed, as here comes first baseman Mario Gomez, a home run to right field his first time. It actually hit a car out in the parking lot. So Mario Gomez now looking to possibly get Stockton the lead for Fresno. They need to win this game because San Jose all over Modesto tonight. 6-0 in the fourth. As that pitch misses, count at 1-0. Tyler Goff got the ball for Modesto and was lit up early. Goff, 5 scoreless innings against Fresno last week. As Mena comes set, here comes the pitch to Gomez. And Gomez watches a pitch outside and count now at 2 balls. And no strikes here in the top of the fourth. Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. As that pitch misses, 3-0. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Mako Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. And now a check on the runner. Back safely is Salome. Head first dive. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, a big thank you to Mako Abbott for being a proud partner of your Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch. That is a called strike, count at 3-1. Gomez will readjust the batting gloves as Mena back in the count. Runner at first with no outs here in the top of the fourth inning on August 23rd. Here comes the pitch from Mena. And that is a ground ball. This could be 2 as the throw to second in time on a first, and it gets away as Wimmer throws the ball into the dugout. So the leadoff man is out, but now Gomez will take second on the throwing error. So it's going to be a fielder's choice And then Gomez advances on the E6. So Fresno, the air. Salome is out, though. Goes 4-6. Mendez to Wimmer on the fielder's choice. So one out runner at second for Miles Naylor, who's 0-1. Fresno's first air tonight. Top of the fourth inning as Naylor awaits the pitch, and he will ground one to the left side, and it gets in a base hit. Right dove after it, came up empty, and now runners at the corners here with one out. So Naylor the single, Gomez to third, and here's Darlin Montero 1-1 with the double. Montero's had a great series. Yesterday, a home run, reached base three times. The night before, a single and a run. And then in the opener, had an RBI double, an RBI single, reached base three times. And he's at the bottom of this lineup. Montero's had a great, great week. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and a good breaking ball that just misses. Count at 1-0. That curveball just missed the inside portion of the plate. Officially fielder's choice E6 on that ground ball. As the pitch on his way is outside. And the count now at 2-2. One out. Runners at first and third for the Ports as they're looking to tie this game up with one swing of the bat. Mena looks back the runners. The pitch from the righty. And it's a high chopper, and the second baseman Mendez can't make the play, a base hit. As now the ball gets away from Tena, fortunately no advancement from Naylor. It's an RBI single for Montero, he's 2-2, and continues to be a thorn in the Grizzlies' side. Third hit this inning, and a run now allowed by Mena. And the right-hander has seen this game be tied up at 2. That is the second run as Gomez scores. Naylor to second base. So first and second with one out for Joshua Kuroda Grauer. It is a single, so Fresno has allowed two runs in this contest. As that pitch is in the dirt, count at 1-0. So for Brian Mena, 3 1/3 so far. He has allowed 6 hits. He's allowed 2 runs, both of them earned. 1 walk, he also has 1 hit by pitch and 3 Ks. 1-0. As the pitch is lined and into left field, as Blake Wright can't make the play. This should score another run as Cumbis throws it in, and Wright will just grab it on the cutoff, and it's now 3-2 as Naylor is in from second base. Montero, he jumps to second. RBI single from Kuroda Grauer, his first hit tonight. And that's the fourth single this inning. Second run allowed by Mena. Now 3-2 Stockton. Runners still at first and second with one out. Davis Diaz a walk and a hit by pitch at the plate. As the Ports now in front. They have found a way against Brian Mena. Here's the pitch from the righty. And a good breaking ball count at 0-1. San Jose still leads bottom of the fourth inning. We're also going to keep update on the Rancho Cucamonga game, and the Quakes finally had a base runner. 2 hits now for the Quakes. They had a perfect game going as there is a swing and a miss count at 0-2. Good breaking ball from Mena. Stockton leads 3-2. Nice crowd on hand for Friday night baseball. The penultimate home Friday game of the season. No, Ben Hill would love that. As here comes the 0-2 from Brian Mena. And that's outside. 1-2. As Grizzlies team trying to keep the damage limited. This inning already 2 runs have scored for Stockton. Fresno won 11-5 last night. The pitch from Mena on its way. And that's in the dirt. Great stop from Castillo. Count it 2-2. Fresno and Stockton. The Grizzlies have won the majority of not only their matchups this year, but overall between the two squads. Fresno, 19 wins this year. Tied for their second most wins against an opponent in Grizzlies single season history. As here comes the 2-2. And there's a check swing. Did it go around? Yes, he did. And Diaz is out. You could see how quick that ball was inside for Mena, his fourth strikeout, second out of the inning, and here comes Tommy White. But Fresno, they'll not get to 26. So if they can still at least win a couple more against Stockton, it'll be the second most in their team history. But their most came in 2022 against the Ports. They went 26-4 against Stockton. Here's the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. Count it 0-1. Now, that team in 2022 had Yankiel Fernandez, Adiel Amador, Juan Brito. We've already seen a couple of those guys reach the upper levels, including Amador, who's reached the big leagues. And this Grizzlies team was very good that year. Here comes the pitch from Mena, and that's in the dirt. Count of 1-1 as Castillo stops the ball. The Grizzlies, though, in that year where they went 26-4, the run differential was +123, which is just absurd. But, of course, the Port's getting better. The Grizzlies getting better. More competitive games. As here's a foul ball, and the count now at 1-2. This year, Stockton has been able to put up a lot of runs against Fresno. Couple 10-run wins. And this Grizzlies team has also done the same, including a 16-2 blowout at Banner Island Ballpark, where Fresno has won the majority of those games against Stockton. Fresno 43-11 in Stockton at Banner Island Ballpark. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Mena. Looks back the runners, and there goes the runners inside, and it's now 2-2. Grota Grauer to second. Montero is dancing. It's a double steal. So now second and third with two outs. We count it 2-2 to Tommy White. 3-2 Stockton here in the top of the fourth, and this crowd ready to erupt with a strikeout. The pitch on its way from Mena, and it is a ground ball to Longwell, and now it is misplayed, and then Mena is there to finish it off. As Longwell, initially the toss to Mena wasn't the greatest, as Mena had to change his route, and that ends the inning. But Stockton takes the lead. We head to the bottom of the fourth right after this.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special $2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Luis Mendez will lead things off for Fresno here in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Derek Coro in the lefty-lefty matchup winds and deals. As Mendez looks to bunt, he comes up way empty, count at 0-1. Going back to that play in the fourth inning, Tommy White, the ground out was back to Mena, actually. It looked like Longwell and Mena were close, but Mena was the one who picked it up and just tagged the bag himself. So it went one unassisted. As there's a strike to Mendez, count it 0-2, but Fresno now trailing tonight. Here comes the pitch, and Mendez swing and a miss. That's already three strikeouts for Derek Coro. He's looked outstanding out of the bullpen. One out now for right fielder Felix Tena, who's 0-for-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies trying to find a way to get back in this game. And whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. High chopper to the first baseman, and it's Gomez who makes the play. Goes 3 unassisted, 2 outs now, and Juan Castillo to the plate. But housewares, electronics, and more, they are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. There's a strike to Castillo, count at 0-1. The Grizzlies, winners of back-to-back games, lost on Tuesday against Stockton, as here's a fly ball ripped out to center field, but playable for Green, and a quick inning for Coro. Two clean frames. We head to the fifth, 3-2 Stockton.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the fifth inning here at Chuck Chancy Park in downtown Fresno, California. Stockton leads Fresno 3-2. Rodney Green, 1-for-2, will stride to the plate against Brian Mena. Mena will wind and deal as the first pitch is outside, count at 1-ball and no strikes. Rodney Green has had a good game defensively as well. Here comes a pitch from Mena, and he will foul it off, count at 1-ball and 1-strike. As Chuck Chancy Park, a beautiful Friday night. You actually might have had to wear a jacket tonight. It was 77 degrees at first pitch. As that is high, 2-balls and a strike. But I know that every fan here enjoying a great night. Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. As there is a called strike, count at 2-balls and 2-strikes. And the Grizzlies sporting those outstanding Marvel jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front in white. Here comes the pitch, and it's a fly ball ripped out to left field. Cumbus going back. He's tracking at the wall, and that ball is off the wall. Extra bases for Green. It's going to be a leadoff double. And once again, the leadoff batter has reached for Stockton. Eighth hit already allowed by Brian Mena. And here's Cameron Leary 0-for-2. And that's a season high in hits allowed by Mena. As now Fresno trying to find a way to not allow that run to score here in the top of the fifth inning. Mena looks in now as Leary at the plate. The pitch from Mena on its way, and it's a bunt attempt inside, count of 1-0. Green, that's his first double, his first professional double. And now in scoring position, the Ports have been able to come through 4-for-9 with runners in scoring position tonight. The pitch on its way from Mena is a bunt attempt right back to Mena. He throws it to first in time as Longwell gets his glove out of the way. Up to third goes Green on the sack bunt. It goes 1-3 for the first out. And here comes Derek Salome, 1-for-2 with a single. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, already in effect, Tochancey Park has enacted a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry to the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through. As the pitch from Mena is outside, count at 1-0. Now the exception, small clutches and any necessary medical items, which include diaper bags, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here comes the pitch from Mena. That's a line drive, and it will go foul. Count at 1-1. Now, thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Tochancey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Again, for more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As here comes the 1-1, and is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Good pitch in the zone by Mena. Top of the fifth inning, the clear bag policy in effect here at Tochancey Park. Mena trying to finish off the batter in Derek Salome. Here comes the 1-2 from Brian Mena. And it is a ground ball towards third. Wright will go to the plate, the bounds, the tag. He's safe. Oh, man, it was close, and Green beats the throw home. It's a fielder's choice, and Green scores. And it's now 4-2 Stockton, and the crowd did not like the call. It was a close play, but Wright, who fell down to his knees, the throw to the plate looked a little bit offline. Castile tried applying the tag. Not in time. So now a runner at first with one out. Mario Gomez at the plate. He's already homered, has scored 2 runs tonight, as he will take a pitch inside, count at 1-0. Mario Gomez had a chance to catch up with him earlier tonight, and just very happy to be here. A lot of these players, big smiles. As here comes the pitch from Mena, and it's fouled off, count at 1-1. Mario Gomez, part of a lot of newbies for the Ports. A couple series we have seen him. From Mexico, signed as an international free agent in 2020. Played up in Double-A already this year. Here comes the 1-1 to Gomez. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. Brian Mena, a lot of pitches now. Action down in that Ports bullpen. Jose Dicochea in the pen. Dicochea, number 23. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Mena. Long pause. The pitch on its way. There goes the runner. Fly ball right field. That ball is absolutely crushed out to the Splash Park netting. And Gomez has his second homer, a 2-run shot, and the Ports lead 6-2. Gomez does it again. His second home run, his third RBI, and his third run scored. A 2-run homer. It scores Salome, and it scores Gomez as well. And Mena allows another home run. 9th hit allowed by Mena. He's now allowed 6 runs, and the Ports have found their way. 5 runs over the last 2 innings. And Miles Naylor to the plate. He has no one on and 1 out. As here is a chopper towards third. It goes foul, count at 0-1. So Mena's 6 earned runs is now tied for a season high for him. And the right-hander's allowed 2 big home runs to Gomez tonight, who has 3 on the season. Here's the pitch outside, count of 1-1. Gomez was also the player who almost made the outstanding play in foul territory. There's sometimes something to say about players who just get excited to play in front of crowds and big moments. As that pitch misses, two balls and a strike. Don't know where it missed. Two balls and a strike. That ball looked right down the middle. Mana now trying to find the zone again. Here comes the 2-1. And that is low, three balls and a strike. Went right back to the curveball. And Castillo telling Mana to be smart about what's going on. Three balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. And Mana, ball four inside. He loses Naylor, who reaches Bates for the second time. Second walk by Mana. And now Darlin Montero. Two for two, a double, an RBI single. He also has a stolen base, and Fresno quickly getting someone loose down in that bullpen. As here comes pitching coach Jerry Sullivan to talk to the right-hander in Brian Mana. And it looks like it's Nathan Blasick getting loose, one of the newcomers for Fresno, number seven. So Blasick getting loose. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for a chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find the Metro local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. A big thank you to Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball and your Grizzlies. Mound visit over now as the pitch from Mena on its way is a called strike count at 0-1. Top of the fifth inning, all Stockton 6-2. As Brian Mena has worked into some trouble the past two innings. Here comes the pitch. It's in the dirt, count at 1-1, and now that ball gets away. Gomez to second, and the throw is late from Castillo. It was actually Naylor, not Gomez, excuse me, but Naylor is now at second base. Count at 1-1. And all of a sudden, Fresno, who had an early 2-0 lead, has allowed six unanswered runs. A wild pitch from Mena allowing Naylor to get to second. One out still in the inning. Here's the 1-1 from Mena. And a chopper to first, and Longwell stays down on it. Underhand toss to Mena covering as Naylor gets the third base. It goes 3-1 for the second out. Now Joshua Kuroda Grauer 1-for-3 with an RBI single. He will stride to the plate. As Mena trying to get through five innings, manager Steve Solis at the top step of the dugout. Here comes the pitch, and a good breaking ball fouled off, count at 0-1. Fresno trails here in the top of the fifth inning. Your Grizzlies trying to keep pace with the San Jose Giants in the California League North Division standings. Right now, not looking good for Fresno, though, as San Jose, they lead 10-0. They have the bases loaded in the fifth inning. It's all Giants tonight. So Fresno needs to win this game. Plain and simple. Here's a ground ball. And right, the third baseman, a high chopper. And the throw is offline. Another run scores as Wright can't make the play. And Kuroda Grauer reaches. Should be another RBI single. As Naylor comes in to score the fourth run of the inning. Third hit, fourth run, and now Mena has allowed 7 runs on 10 hits. And here comes manager Steve Solis. That will do it for Mena. We'll be back right after this. It's All Ports.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzly shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the fifth inning still. Stockton leads Fresno 7-2. They have scored six runs over the last two innings. Four already here in the fifth. There are two outs, a runner at first, and Nathan Blasick, second game out of the bullpen now for Fresno since joining the club. Here comes the pitch from the righty. It is in there for a strike count at 0-1. Blasick will join us on the pregame show at some point this weekend. The right-hander, an outstanding arm, a former infielder. As here goes the runner, that ball is skipped into the plate. And the count at 1-1, a stolen base for Kuroda Grauer. That's the second stolen base for him. Runner at second now with two outs, count at 1-1. Blasick, an infielder, became a pitcher his final year in college. 19th round draft pick in 2024 out of New Orleans by the Rockies. As there's a ground ball, high chopper, goes foul. Great job by the bullpen saving DiCochea. The count now 1-2. But Blasick played at West Virginia, was teammates with current Grizzlies infielder Tevin Tucker. And the former Mountaineer went to New Orleans, where all of a sudden his career changed. An outstanding fastball, and now on the mound in professional baseball. As here comes the 1-2 from Blasick. And there goes the runner, and a ground ball over to short. Braylon Wimmer's going to be a tough throw, and it's in time. He makes the play again. Wimmer's look good at short, but Fresno allows four runs. They have some work to do, down 7-2.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do. Because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizzlies trail the Ports 7-2 here in the bottom of the fifth inning here in downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Brad Cumbis 0-for-1 will take on Jose DiCochea out of the Ports pen as the first pitch is a called strike count at 0-1. Final line for lefty Derek Coro, 2 perfect innings, 6 up, 6 down, 3 strikeouts for Coro. And now to DiCochea as the 0-1 is swung on and missed. Now 0-2 as Brad Cumbis trying to find his way on. Fresno has allowed 6 runs over their last 2 innings. As Cumbis trying to call time. Counted no balls in 2 strikes. Brad Cumbis has had a couple really good games. Last night, 2 doubles, 2 RBI, and 2 runs. Here comes the 0-2 from DiCochea, and it is fouled off by Cumbis to the right side and out of play. And a great catch by a fan. Count and no balls, 2 strikes remain. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the fan, great catch. Here comes the 0-2 to Brad Cumbis. And DiCochea strikes him out. Cumbis caught looking. That's the first strikeout. And first out of the inning is here comes first baseman Aiden Longwell. Fresno, they are without a hit since Longwell's single in the second. They have now been retired 8 straight batters in a row. Longwell tonight 2-for-2, a double, single, and a run scored. He's had a great game. As here comes the pitch from DiCochea. And it's a ground ball softly hit over to the second baseman, Naylor. Naylor makes the play, 2 outs. And here's Caleb Hobson. Hobson tonight, 0-for-1. A hit by pitch and a run scored. As Stockton leads 7-2. And for San Jose, they lead 10-0 against Modesto. DiCochea now just trying to work with this lead. 23 years old, 6'3", 180 pounds. Born in Tucson, Arizona. Drafted out of high school as that pitch misses inside. Count of 1-0. Eighth round draft pick by the Athletics in 2019. DiCochea. This year is split time between High A Lansing and Stockton. Here comes the pitch, and there is a called strike count at 1-1. With the Ports, this is his 20th game. He's made 12 starts. A 2-6 record, a 4.68 ERA. One of the lower ERAs on this Ports pitching staff. DiCochea doesn't get a lot of run support. Now with a 5-run lead, trying to get through this Grizzlies lineup. Here comes the pitch from DiCochea, and Hobson takes another strike count at 1-2. Caleb Hobson was caught looking back in the second inning. As here comes the 1-2 to Caleb Hobson. And it's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. This Grizzlies team, 2 runs in the first. They've been quiet since. They're being out-hit 10-3 tonight. As here comes the 2-2 to Hobson. And he lines it foul, and the count stays the same. That ball in the Kodiak Club area. Tonight here at Chuck Chancy Park as well, some outstanding food options, some chicken and waffles. And boy, they are delicious. If you're at the ballpark, they're in stand 3 waiting for you. As the pitch is a ground ball towards Hobson, or towards the third baseman, Hobson will reach as Tommy White couldn't make the play. And actually, they're going to say it's a foul ball. Tommy White, the third baseman, right near the line. So count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes as Hobson will head back to the plate. That was right down the left field line, and the third baseman, White, apparently picked up the ball in foul territory. That looked fair. The ball bounced out of his glove and then went into fair territory. And Hobson thought he was initially safe. He asked Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis. Here comes the 2-2 to Hobson. And he will watch it go to the backstop, count full 3-2. As Fresno getting some chance from some young fans. Great crowd on hand tonight. Friday night baseball. A chilly night, but the fans have braved a little bit of the colder weather. It's still in the 70s. As here comes the 3-2 to Hobson. And it is outside, ball four. A two-out walk to Caleb Hobson. He reaches. Second walk issued by Stockton pitching. And now Braylon Wimmer, 0-for-1 with the walk. Braylon Wimmer, he needs a home run. And the reason I say this, it's been a little bit, but Braylon Wimmer tied for the California League lead with 13 home runs. I would love for him to be in first place. The South Carolina product, one of two Gamecocks to play for Fresno this year. Jack Mahoney the other. Is that pitch to the backstop, and Hobson, he will waltz towards second on the wild pitch. It's a runner at second now with two outs. Has Wimmer an opportunity to drive him in? Now a mound visit between DiCochea and Diaz. They'll talk real quick, try to get on the same page. And apparently it's been ruled a pass ball instead of a wild pitch. Davis Diaz just did not catch it. So one ball, no strikes. As Fresno trying to just pick up a run, get right back into some momentum. Here's the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And it is high for a ball, and the count now at two balls and no strikes. Braylon Wimmer has had an outstanding game at short. Can he find a way to get his first hit tonight? Here comes the 2-0. As Hobson dances over at second, the pitch on its way, and Wimmer takes a called strike all the way, count at 2-1. Good breaking ball there from DiCochea. DiCochea has faced Fresno for a few years. Last year pitched between Stockton and Lansing. 9 games, 7 starts with Stockton. And in 2022, he made 3 starts with the Ports. As that's low, and Wimmer now in the driver's seat, a 3-1 count on its way. DiCochea, drafted out of high school, 23 years old, 6'3", 180 pounds. A career 67 games. As that's inside, and Wimmer almost hit by the pitch. He spins and will head down to first base. So back-to-back walks with two outs for Blake Wright, 0-for-1 with a sack fly. As the Grizzlies trying to put something together, the fans cheering loud as here's a mound visit from the pitching coach and the crowd. You can hear it. Let's listen to this crowd. That's unbelievable here at Chuck Chancey Park. Friday night baseball. And if that doesn't pump you up, I don't know what will. The Grizzlies, they only have 2 more games left in this series. 6 against the San Jose Giants. 8 chances left to watch your Grizzlies. This Fresno Grizzlies squad pushing towards the postseason. They need a big win tonight. Blake Wright, can he start something here? San Jose leads Modesto 10-0, though. As the pitch to Wright is swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Wright was looking to deposit that ball out to left center. Blake Wright, 4th-round draft pick out of Clemson, born February 12, 2002. As here's the pitch, and that is inside, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. So 1 ball, 1 strike as the right-hander DiCochea trying to find a way. Blake Wright ready to go. Here comes the pitch. And that is going to get to the backstop. And Holmes hits right. And both runners advance. Hobson a third on the wild pitch. Wimmer to second. So now second and third with 2 outs. 7-2. Fresno, can they add a couple runs? So counted 2 balls and 1 strike to Blake Wright. Here comes the pitch from DiCochea. And Wright will take a pitch high, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. Kelvin Hidalgo on deck Fresno putting pressure on here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. This crowd is getting going again. Here comes the pitch to Blake Wright. And it's inside, ball four. Another walk. And the bases are loaded with two outs. It's Kelvin Hidalgo, one for two, an RBI single. Seven-two here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Kelvin Hidalgo at the plate. Here comes the pitch from DiCochea. Long pause, and it is fouled off. The count at 0-1, just the right of us. This Grizzlies team have loaded the bases here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Grizzlies, they trail 7-2. Here comes the pitch from DiCochea, and it's outside. Count at 1-1. This Fresno Grizzlies team, comeback clause on Tuesday or on Wednesday to win in extra innings. 4-3. Can they find a way here in the fifth to get a couple runs back? The pitch to Hidalgo on its way from DiCochea. And it is swung on and missed. That ball gets away, but no advancement. And the count at 1-2. Kelvin Hidalgo, trying to find a way, 19 years old, as DiCochea will talk to Diaz. Another mound visit for the Ports here in the bottom of the fifth inning. This Grizzlies team, momentum tonight if they can find a way to get a big hit. San Jose looking for more runs, so they're already up 10-0. So Fresno needs a run right now. The 1-2 to Hidalgo. On its way from DiCochea, and it's outside 2-2. Hidalgo was the DSL MVP in 2023. This year, stateside at the ACL. One home run. Can he hit one here? Here comes the 2-2 from DiCochea. And Hidalgo swings and misses, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies come up empty. We had the 6, Stockton 7, Fresno 2.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Stockton leads Fresno 7-2 here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Tommy White will lead things off as the first pitch on its way, fouled off from Nathan Blasick. Tommy White, known as Tommy Tanks, the amount of home runs he hit in his 2 years in college at NC State and then LSU, takes on Blasic, the right-hander. So far, Nathan Blasic, one-third of an inning, took over for Brian Mena in the fifth inning. Mena, 4 2/3 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, all earned, as there's a called strike in the count at 0-2. Mena, 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 4 Ks, as the Grizzlies trying to find a way to put up a 0 here in the top of the 6th. Here comes the pitch from Blasic, and it swung on and missed, and White down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Blasic, as here comes the center fielder in Rodney Green. Nathan Blasic is listed at 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old, out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Spent his first couple years as an infielder at West Virginia before heading to New Orleans and playing for the Privateers, as there is a ball outside, count at 1-0. Now, Nathan Blasic, what's interesting is because he was an infielder, that's what Baseball Reference and Minor League Baseball is listing him as, not a pitcher. As here's a swing and a miss, count at 1-1. You can tell the lively arm from Blasic, great extension as he throws the ball to the plate. Count of 1-1. Here comes the pitch inside, 2-1. Great power, but his last year as a position player, the average wasn't the best, so he moved to the mound, and the rest has been outstanding for him. That's a count now at 2-1. As here comes the pitch from the righty, it's low, 3-1 now. Top of the sixth inning, 7-2, Stockton leads Fresno. The Grizzlies, they've won 2 in a row against the Ports. But Stockton winning the opener on Tuesday, looking to even up the series. As here's a fly ball foul, and the count now at 2-2. Stockton out hitting Fresno 10-3. A long way to go though, Fresno still 4 innings to play with. Nathan Blasic, here comes the pitch, and a foul ball again. Blasic will join us on the pregame show tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more about the right-hander and his upbringing. You can see blonde hair from the back of his red Marvel cap. Here comes the pitch from the righty towards Green, and it is a foul ball. So Blasic, when you pronounce his name, you have to pronounce it like you're saying the word black. Blasic. The right-hander, Blasic, takes on Rodney Green. He just faced Tommy White. A lot of colors involved here in the sixth inning. As the pitch on its way, it's a line drive to left field, and a base hit, a one-out single. Green, now 3-for-4 tonight. A double, 2 singles, and a run. As here comes Cameron Leary now to the plate. 11th hit for Stockton. As Blasic looking to now face Leary. Here comes the first pitch from the right as he looks in. Back-to-back lefties for Blasic to face as that pitch runs inside. Count of 1-0. This Grizzlies team needs a 0 right now. They've allowed 6 runs over their last 2 innings. San Jose all over Modesto still tonight. Lake Elsinore leads 1-0, but the Quakes looking to tie the game up in the 9th inning. They had a perfect game going a little bit, Lake Elsinore did. Visalia leads Inland Empire 6-1. They're in the bottom of the 8th. So a couple really close games in tonight's California League scoreboard. As we get closer to the second half ending and the 2024 season coming to a close. Fresno 61-55 overall, 23-28 in the second half. As a pitch from Blasic is just low, and he falls behind 3-0. Fresno started the second half on the wrong paw, losing a couple games to San Jose, who now leads them in the standings. But they have started to pick up some momentum now, as there is a called strike and the count at 3-1. Runner at first with one out is Cameron Leary at the plate, 0-2, a sack bunt. looks to get on base. Rodney Green leads from first. The pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again now. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies, Nathan Blasic on the mound. Second game for the 23-year-old. The 3-2 from Blasic. There goes the runner. It's low. Ball four. So Green to second. The walk to Leary. And it brings up Derek Salome. 1 for 3. A run scored. Third walk issued by Fresno pitching. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Blasic looks in. Runners at first and second with one out. Here comes the pitch, and that's a foul ball towards the right side and out of play. Here on August 23rd, glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies and the Ports back at it tomorrow at 6:50 p.m. Bounce House Bonanza Night. As the pitch is a chopper over to the third baseman, right goes foul. Count now at 0-2. Bounce House Bonanza Night. This place is going to have a lot of opportunities for kids to enjoy some bounce houses around the ballpark. We also have a shoe charm giveaway for the first 1,500 kids, 12 and under. And let me tell you, you do not want to miss out on this promotion. It's counted no balls in 2 strikes. One of my favorite ones this year. 6:50 p.m., first pitch tomorrow. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Elevated fastball, swung on and missed. And Salome down on strikes. Second strikeout for Blasic in the frame. And now it's Mario Gomez. Gomez has been the big hitter tonight for the Ports. He has 3 RBI, 2 home runs, and 3 runs scored. Mario Gomez, only 3 homers this year and 2 of them tonight, as he will take a called strike and the count at 0-1. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Mario Gomez at the plate. Gomez batting .241 and .811 OPS. Here comes the pitch from Blasic, and Gomez foul ball into the netting, count at 0-2. Glad you could join us. Fresno will finish up the series on Sunday at 5:05 p.m. It's the last 5:05 p.m. this year for Fresno. Of course, the postseason could change that. The Grizzlies need a win tonight, though. Here comes the 0-2. It's now time called, and I believe it's going to be a time call by Gomez. It's counted 0-2. That was a long pause from the umpire, Reginald Webb. Top of the sixth inning, 7-2 Ports. Here comes the pitch. Outside, it gets away from Castillo. And I don't know if he ever saw the pitch. It looked like he had a miscommunication on the ball. So both runners advance. So now second and third with 2 outs. And Gomez, more opportunity to drive in some runs. It is a wild pitch, and Castillo telling Blasic that they had the wrong sign, and big smiles, trying to trust one another. Castillo, a big thank you for him joining us on the pregame show. It was a wild pitch on that one. Ruled towards Blasic. As here comes the 1-2, and that is inside 2-2. But as we said, Juan Castillo, big thank you. He has helped us out on some pregame interviews since he's joined us from the ACL. A 21-year-old catcher in Castillo. As the pitch on its way, ground ball towards the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer had to wait for the runner to go, and he makes the play to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do.
Luis Mendez will lead things off here for Fresno in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-2, Stockton leads Fresno. Mendez tonight 0-2 as DiCochea ready to go as Mendez fouls it off, counting no balls and one strike. DiCochea left the bases loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning after a strikeout of Hidalgo. So Mendez now trying to find something to lead off the bottom of the sixth as that's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. You can start feeling the temperature change here at Chansey Park. A lot of fans bringing some sweatshirts or some cold gear. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Count at 1-2. Good breaking ball from DiCochea. So one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch from DiCochea towards Luis Mendez, and Mendez checks his swing. Did he go around? And he did not. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail 7-2. Glad you could join us for Friday Night Baseball. The Grizzlies, a lot of trouble on Fridays this year. Fresno, they are 3-7 at home on Fridays. 2-2 on its way. And that is inside. Count full 3-2. But Fresno has spoiled Fridays for when they've been the visitors. They are 6-4. On the road on Fridays. So the Grizzlies just trying to find a win here at Chansey Park. Here comes the full count pitch. It's high ball 4. And Mendez draws the walk for DiCochea. That's now 4 walks for the right-hander. And Felix Tennant to the plate. He's 0-2. So DiCochea already 4 walks in just an inning of work. And for him this year, that ties a season high. And the Grizzlies trying to be super tonight on Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Knight, looking for a comeback clause win. This Grizzlies team lost in the Marvel jerseys last year, so want redemption, as that's inside, count at 1-0. Now the jerseys and the hats are unique because they were designed to take the logo of the team and make it more into a superhero Marvel-style logo. So the bear is actually drawn by Marvel-inspired artists, as here's a high pop-up, and this ball will land foul. We count at 1-1. And so if you look at these jerseys, you can see that big bear logo on the side of the jerseys. You can see it on the cap of the players. Very unique. You can see that right there on Felix Tennis' side of his jersey. Yes, here comes the 1-1, and that one is lifted out of play. Count at 1-2. As Austin Becker looks like he's the right-hander getting loose in the Grizzlies bullpen. Count at 1-2. You can see the Grizzlies in a different style of their block letters. As here comes the 1-2 to Tenna, runner at first with no outs. The pitch to Tenna is outside, 2-2. So Grizzlies, though, looking for a win tonight. Fresno fell on Tuesday, but the Grizzlies still this year 19-8 against Stockton. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from DiCochea is a fly ball lifted to center field, but playable for Green. He will camp underneath it for the first out. That ball is not flying very well tonight to center, as here comes catcher Juan Castillo. As Juan Castillo to the plate, 0-2 tonight. That foul ball, always dangerous when you see foul balls here at Chuck Chansey Park. If you come to the ballpark, make sure you are paying attention to the action on the field. Watch out for fly balls or bats. As Castillo pops one up, foul count at 0-1. Similar direction as the previous foul ball from Felix Tenna. 7-2 Fresno trails this Grizzlies team. Back in action tomorrow. Game 4-6 tonight. Game 5 tomorrow in this six-game series. Crazy to think the year is almost over. Here's the pitch from DiCochea and Castillo. Fly ball again. This one to shallow center. A long run. And it's caught by the center fielder in Green for the out. As left fielder Brad Cumbis to the plate. He's 0-2. Fresno, two runs in the first. They have been limited since. They have just one hit since the second inning. And it was that Aiden Longwell single. Brad Cumbis, can he find a way? Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count of 1-0. Cumbis, a couple nights ago, was on an over 25 stretch. He changed that by picking up two singles, a walk, two RBI, and a run. Last night, a pair of hits, thanks to two doubles. Here comes the 1-0 as Cumbis takes a pitch high. Two balls and no strikes as Mendez took a big secondary lead over at first base. Glad you could join us here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-2, Stockton leads Fresno. As this Grizzlies team trying to pick up a win. Here comes the 2-0 to Brad Cumbis. And Cumbis fouls it off. Heads up out here. That ball almost bouncing up into the press box area. The count now at two balls and a strike. You do not want to get in the way of a Brad Cumbis foul ball. Off the bat at 64 there, but Cumbis, known for foul balls, can go off the bat at 100 miles an hour. Here comes the 2-1 from DiCochea. And that is a called strike. Count at 2-2. DiCochea, that fastball reaching the mid-90s. 94 miles per hour as Cumbis watches strike two. Takes his time out now. Runner at first with two outs. Cumbis looking for his first hit. Here's the 2-2 to Brad Cumbis. And he watches ball three outside. Three balls and two strikes. And if you want to think about a superhero in terms of size and everything, this could be your Incredible Hulk in Brad Cumbis. Strong, aggressive, great power. As here comes the 3-2. Mendez dancing over at first base. He's going to take off on the pitch. Here he goes, and Cumbis swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes. We had the seventh, all Stockton.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzly shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the seventh inning, 7-2 Stockton leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Austin Becker takes over on the mound for Nathan Blasick, who is outstanding in relief. As the first pitch is a ground ball to Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer comes up on it, the throw to first in time. It goes 6-3, and Miles Naylor is retired. So nice start for Austin Becker, but Nathan Blasick, an inning and a third. He allowed one hit, no runs. He had one walk and two punch outs. So he has a scoreless second outing and since joining Fresno. And now Austin Becker takes over, the hard-throwing right-hander out of Texas Tech. Second Red Raider that's pitched tonight, as there is a called strike and a count at 0-1. Austin Becker, 16th round draft pick out of Texas Tech in 2022. A 1-0 record, a 5.02 ERA, his 11th game, as there is a foul ball count at 0-2. Becker, 6'5", 215 pounds, 24 years old. Born September 2nd. His birthday is right around the corner. So is Tyler Hoffman's. Both Virgos. Here comes the pitch, and that is called strike three, and Becker gets Montero looking. Oh, that pitch was disgusting. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Becker. As here comes Joshua Kuroda Grauer. So two quick outs, now Kuroda Grauer, who is 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. He also has 2 stolen bases. The pitch on its way is outside, count at 1-0. Hummus Republic voted Fresno's best Mediterranean restaurant with 2 locations in Fresno. One right here in downtown Fresno at 2424 Tulare Street. And another that just opened up on Palmanese next to GB3. As here's a foul or a fly ball to right field. Tenna, long way, and he makes the catch. No, he can't. He drops it. Tenna dropped it. And Kuroda Grauer in a second base. Oh, man. Tenna looked like he had it. And instead, a runner at second with 2 outs for Davis Diaz. Hummus Republic Fresno, modern Mediterranean food, pitas, bowls, wraps, 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic Fresno. We thank Hummus Republic for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. It is going to be E9 on Felix Tenna. Second air for Fresno tonight as Davis Diaz to the plate, 0-for-2. A walk and hit by pitch as Becker, the first pitch is low, 1-0. Again, a big thank you to Hummus Republic, 2 Fresno locations. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at Hummus Republic. Tonight's Press Box Food here in the top of the seventh. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and that is in there for a strike. And the count of 1-1. On August 23rd, the Fresno Grizzlies looking for a big comeback win tonight. Here comes the pitch from Becker, and that's a fly ball drifting to deep left field to Davis leave the yard. It will go foul. Davis Diaz crushed that ball, and Atlanta just fouled down the left field line. And the count now at 1-2. That ball had the distance, just didn't stay fair. And Austin Becker clenching his teeth together after almost allowing the home run. As here comes the 1-2. Becker comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And that is called strike three, and Austin Becker has two punch-outs in a clean seventh inning. Time to stretch and work on a comeback clause win. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them.
Aiden Longwell will lead things off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-2, the Ports lead the Grizzlies here at Chuck Chancey Park. As the right-hander Deco Chea. Here comes his first pitch to Longwell. It's a called strike count at 0-1. Jose DiCoche has been outstanding out of the bullpen. Was not allowed a hit yet. Fresno, their last hit was the Aiden Longwell single in the second. As Longwell checks his swing, it goes foul count. And no balls and two strikes. Longwell tonight, 2-for-3, a leadoff double and a run scored. Fresno, both their runs in the first inning. Zero cents. Here comes the 0-2 now to Longwell. And he lines one out to left field. Playable for Leary. And he makes the play. Fresno, they have gone quiet offensively. One out now for center fielder Caleb Hobson. Hobson a hit by pitch. A walk. He also has scored a run. As he tries to get on base, Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh, trailing by five. As here comes the pitch to Caleb Hobson, and it's a ground ball foul count at 0-1. So no balls and one strike to Caleb Hobson. Hobson, that hit by pitch back in the first inning, ran way inside on him. Here comes the pitch, and he will take outside. One ball and one strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Great crowd on hand. As Hobson, fly ball, that's out to left field again. Leary, busy this inning, has made both plays. Two flyouts As here comes shortstop Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, a pair of walks. He also struck out looking. That was back in the third, so 0 for 1. Fresno still just 3 hits tonight. Longwell, 2 of them. Kelvin Hidalgo, the RBI single. Deco Chea looking for another clean frame. 4 walks for Deco Chea, but he's worked out of jams. The pitch, and Wimmer takes outside. 1 ball and no strikes. Stockton pitching has been outstanding tonight. We have tonight's crowd, 6,075. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the shortstop in Salom. The throw to first in time, and Deco Chea, another scoreless inning. 7-2 Stockton. We head to the eighth right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancy Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the eighth inning, Tommy White will face Austin Becker. 7-2 Ports here at Chuck Chancy Park, as Becker's first pitch is a ground ball over to third, picked up by the third baseman right on a first for the out. It goes 5-3. And one third baseman grounds out to the other. Wright gets White. As here comes the center fielder Rodney Green. 3 for 4, a double, 2 singles, and a run scored. So one out here in the top of the eighth inning. Austin Becker looking for another clean frame. He comes set the pitch, and it's a called strike in the count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is a one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's a ground ball just fouled down the right field line. Count now at 1-2. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Fresno trailing 7-2. Here on August 23rd. Here comes a pitch from Becker inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fresno will need to score 5 runs with 6 outs remaining. San Jose all over Modesto tonight. So this Grizzlies team, they need to score some runs. The pitch from Becker. And it's a ball. Where did that miss? A little bit high apparently. 3-2. Seen it the other way. 3 balls and 2 strikes as Becker, a big deep breath, trying to find a big second out against Green. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off as Green stays alive. Ronnie Green, 3-for-4 tonight. A big game for Green, who has really been held in check until this evening. Had a single and a run back on Wednesday. Here comes the 3-2. And a check swing. Did it go around? Yes, he did. And Austin Becker has three punch outs. Great pitch from Becker. And that is the second out. Here comes Cameron Leary. Leary reached on a walk his last time. 0-for-2. Also a sacrifice bunt. Two flyouts to center field. And Austin Becker now trying to pick up another big out. He has put up some quality innings in his past couple of games against the Ports, as that's in the dirt, count at 1-0. What I always find interesting about matchups in general, from relief pitchers, starting pitchers, are the pitchers who do well maybe in one series or don't do well in another. For instance, last night's starter, Steven Echeverria, gave up 6 runs against Fresno, got tagged for another loss against the Grizzlies, but he's pitched well against other teams. And you always wonder why. Is it because the stuff that you have doesn't play well against other teams? Is it because teams just do a good job preparing for you? Maybe you don't have your best stuff that night. Austin Becker has been very good against Stockton this week. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside, 2 balls and a strike. Becker, 2 1/3 innings the other night. 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned. No walks in 1K. That was in the 8-3 loss to Stockton on Tuesday. But 2 1/3 innings for Becker. Here comes the 2-1. And that's high. 3 balls and a strike. Becker, good stuff. A fastball that can reach the mid-90s. But a good curveball that goes along to nicely represent with that fastball. Good contrast of pitches and the location. Austin Becker uses 6'5", his 215-pound frame, to get ahead. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Now 3-2, as Leary was starting to take off his gear. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Austin Becker looks in, here comes the 3-2. And that is a ground ball to second. Picked up nicely. The throw to first is high, but in time. And Austin Becker, another zero. We had the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies need a score right after this.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the eighth inning, Stockton leads Fresno 7-2. As Blake Wright will lead things off as the first pitch is high from Jose DiCochea. Glad you could join us for game 4 of 6 Friday Night Baseball. Right-hander Jose DiCochea, 4 walks, 3 Ks, no hits allowed though. Here comes the pitch. Inside and almost hits right. On the count at 2-0. Blake Wright tonight, he's 0-1. A sacrifice fly with an RBI back in the first. A walk in the fifth. Here comes the 2-0 to Wright. DiCochea's pitch is right down the middle. Count at 2-1. Bottom of the eighth inning is Justin Lohr. Starts to get loose down in that Fresno bullpen. The Grizzlies looking for a comeback clause win. Can Wright get on base? The 2-1, and that's a fly ball out to right center field. A long run. That ball keeps carrying, and it's going to get down. And it bounces over the wall. It's a ground rule double. And Fresno has their first hit since the second inning. Blake Wright, a ground rule double. Fresno's fourth hit, and now it's Kelvin Hidalgo. That ball was crushed to right center, and what looked like Green was going to get there at first comes up empty, and the ball hits the top of the wall and bounces over. So now Hidalgo at the plate, struck out with the bases loaded back in the fifth inning. Can he redeem himself? Wright's third double as he leads from second. And there's a strike, the count at 0-1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Action now down in that Ports bullpen. A right-hander starts to get loose quickly. Here comes the 0-1 to Hidalgo. DiCochea looks back the runner. The pitch inside almost hits Hidalgo. Count at 1-1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Chauncey Gold is giving away $1 million with a millionaire cash vault giveaway. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Ground ball to the shortstop, and Stallone makes the play. No advancement from right. 6-3 for the first out, and Luis Mendez to the plate 0-2 with a walk. But September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chauncey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and it's going to be stopped by the catcher in Diaz. Doesn't go to the backstop. Count at 1-0. Big thank you to all of our partners tonight. Again, that $1 million cash vault giveaway here on August 23rd. Here comes the 1-0 to Luis Mendez, 7-2 Stockton. The pitch, and it's in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. Crowd of 6,075 enjoying tonight's contest. The Grizzlies looking for a big comeback clause win. San Jose up 10-3, so it looks like the Giants might hold on to win that game. Here's the 1-1, and there's a fly ball out to shallow. Left field, the third baseman in foul territory, White makes the catch. Second out, and a big second out. As here comes right fielder Felix Tena, 0-3. In the bullpen is Mark Adamiak, number 44, down for Stockton. As the Grizzlies trail 7-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's been all Ports. They scored 2 in the fourth, 4 in the fifth, and the Grizzlies just those 2 runs in the first inning. They have not been able to find anything since. The pitch on its way, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Fresno's have been quiet. They've had 4 hits tonight. Blake Wright has reached base twice, has picked up an RBI. Aiden Longwell has reached base twice thanks to a pair of hits. As here's a foul ball. You also have Kelvin Hidalgo who had the RBI single back in the first. But Fresno trails 7-2. And this Grizzlies team trying to find a way. It's been a tough night on the offensive side after 11 runs last night, as there's a foul tip and the count now at 0-2. Felix Tena chasing a pitch from DiCocheo, who's trying to finish up this inning without any problems. Here comes the 0-2. The pitch from the right-hander in DiCocheo to Felix Tena. And it is inside, almost hits Tena. Count at 1-2. Tena needs to drop his bat a little bit farther. It almost hit the top of the bat. So 1-2. The Grizzlies scored 2 runs off of Kyle Robinson in the first and haven't been able to score any against this bullpen of Stockton. The 1-2 to Tena. And it's a check swing, ball in the dirt. Did he go around? He did. And Tena will be tagged out to end the inning. Grizzlies trail 7-2. We'll be to the ninth right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going? Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Stockton Ports 7-2 as Justin Lohr takes over on the mound, and the first pitch he throws is a called strike to Derek Salome. Lohr takes over for Austin Becker, who worked 2 outstanding innings. No hits, no runs, no walks. He had 1 guy reach on an error, and he had 3 punch-outs over 2 innings. Of work. As here's a ground ball. Braylon Wimmer has been busy. He makes a scoop. The throw to first in time for the out. It goes 6-3. And here comes first baseman Mario Gomez. Gomez has been the big winner tonight. 2 homers, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. As Justin Lohr, no record, a 7.71 ERA. His 6th appearance, 5 Ks, 4 walks, and 4 2/3 innings. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch, and now actually time called by the umpire as Steve Solis will grab something from the dugout. I don't know what he grabbed exactly, but the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb, did not like it. As here's a ground ball, and the second baseman, Mendez, will try to throw it to first as Lohr's covering, and it's in time! What a play! It went off the glove of Longwell. Mendez at second stays with the ball to Lohr covering for the out. And that's the second out of the inning. It goes 3-4-1. Oh, if you look at this replay, what a throw from Mendez and Lohr, the athletic play. So two outs now for Miles Naylor. Justin Lohr looking for a 1-2-3 inning now as he winds and deals. And that pitch is just low, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies in the ninth will have 8-9-1 due up. As the pitch is low as well, two balls and no strikes. What a unique play. 3-4-1 for the out. As the pitch is line foul, count now at two balls and a strike. Friday night baseball. This Grizzlies team trailing by 5 runs. Here comes the pitch from Lohr. That's a called strike, and the count now at 2-2. This Grizzlies team need a comeback clause win and a big one in the ninth. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. Count full 3 balls and 2 strikes. This Grizzlies bullpen has pitched very well tonight. Both bullpens have. The starter and Mena give up 7 runs, unfortunately, though. Here comes the pitch. And that's inside, a 2-out walk to Miles Naylor, who's reached base 3 times. 4th walk for Fresno's pitching staff, and now Darlin Montero, 2-for-4. Fresno trying to find a way to come back and win this game. Here comes the first pitch from Lohr. Looks back the runner, and here's a high chopper up the middle. Mendez can't get there, a base hit. Caleb Hobson will field it. He'll throw it in. Naylor on to third. And Montero has a 3-hit game at the bottom of the lineup. 12th hit now. As here comes Joshua Kuroda Grauer. He's reached base 3 times. 2 RBI singles, 2 stolen bases. And now can extend this Stockton lead as the San Jose Giants are going to win tonight. They're beating Modesto 15-3 in the ninth inning. So Fresno will need 5 runs, maybe more, to at least win this game tonight. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And it's a ball low, 1 ball and no strikes. Actually, they call that a strike, 0-1. That looked inside, but the home plate umpire said it was in the zone. 0-1. Justin Lohr comes set. The LSU product looking for a big out. Now it's 0-2 as he gets ahead. Good fastball right there. So no balls and 2 strikes. Fresno, if they can get to the top of the lineup, and Aiden Longwell, who's 2-for-4, has had a great night tonight. There's a chance that he could continue being the player of this game. As that will go to the backstop, and Castillo, he can't stay with it. It is 8-2. A run will score, and it's the Ports insurance run that they need. That is unfortunate for Fresno. Up to second goes Montero, and Naylor comes in to score on the wild pitch. It's now 8-2, and this is not looking good for Fresno. Trailing by 6 runs now, and they need to win tonight. The pitch from Lohr, and it's one bouncer to Longwell, who stays with it. Lohr covering, and he makes the play again. Lohr had a couple base covering plays as we head the ninth. Grizzlies trail 8-2. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chansey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies trail the Stockton Ports 8-2. And the Grizzlies trying to keep their postseason hopes alive. They need to find a way. And it starts with Juan Castillo. Bottom of the ninth inning here at Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies trail 8-2. Castillo 0-3 tonight. As he looks to start some kind of rally. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander DiCochea. And it is low, one ball. And no strikes. DiCochea, he is now appearing in his fifth inning tonight. One hit, four walks. He has four Ks. As the pitch is just low. And two balls and no strikes. DiCochea, despite the four walks, has been able to limit the damage. Fresno's had some chances tonight. Here comes the 2-0. That is a called strike in the count. At 2-1. 8-9-1 due up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Here comes the 2-1. And Castillo, did he go after it? He did not. Three balls and a strike. Fresno watches as San Jose leads by 12 runs against Modesto in the ninth. DiCochea, big deep breath. The pitch on its way, it's high, ball four, and the leadoff man is on. For DiCochea, that's now a season-high five walks. And the Grizzlies will now give the to Brad Cumbis as Adamiak continues to loosen down in the pen for Stockton. And for Fresno, if Brad Cumbis can at least cut this deficit with one swing of the bat to four, that would be ideal. As that pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. All it takes is one batter at a time. The Grizzlies have come back from a deficit like this before. Unfortunately, they only tied the game and then fell in extras to the Modesto Nuts at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies were able to get some big runs, including a Braylon Wimmer bases-clearing triple. The pitch on its way, and Cumbis takes it high, two balls and no strikes. Aiden Longwell on deck. As Grizzlies team, it's been an up and down year, especially here in the second half. Fresno under 500 in the second half, but over 500 overall. Great first half, as that's high. Three balls and no strikes. Modesto won the first half, so San Jose and Fresno fighting for a playoff spot. Modesto now trails 15-4 in the ninth inning. As here comes the 3-0 to Cumbis. The pitch on its way, and it is high, ball four, back-to-back walks. DiCochea has six of them tonight. So Castillo to second, Cumbis to first, and now here comes manager Javier Godard, and he's seen enough as here comes Adamiak. We'll be back right after this, a new pitcher for the Ports.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies, runners at first and second with no outs. They trail 8-2 to Stockton. Bottom of the ninth, though, Aiden Longwell at the plate. Marco Domiak on the mound. As here comes the first pitch from the Arkansas product. And it's a called strike to Aiden Longwell. Count at 0-1. Longwell tonight, 2-for-4, a double, a single, and a run scored. Runners at first and second with no outs. Fresno trails by 6 runs. The pitch on its way, and it's a fly ball out to center field. A long run, and the ball is caught. Now trying to tack up and head to third is Castillo, and he's going to get there. Now that's the first out of the inning as Green makes the catch, but Castillo heads to third. So now first and third with one out for Caleb Hobson. And Hobson tonight, a hit by pitch, a walk, and he's also scored a run. 8-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies trail. They've been out hit 12-4 tonight. Adamiak comes set. Here comes the pitch from the hard-throwing right-hander. And it's inside. It hits Hobson again. That was high and in, and Hobson can't believe it. You can tell the frustration as the bases are loaded. That is the worst way to get on base. As Cumbis to second, and now Hobson, the runner at first. Hit by pitch, bases loaded, one out. Here's Braylon Wimmer, 0-for-2. A pair of walks for Wimmer. It'd be a nice time for his 14th home run. We have said it over and over again. Adamiak, 6'4", 230 pounds, will take on the 6'4", 200-pound Wimmer. Adamiak outstanding out of the bullpen back on Tuesday as the pitch is in there for a strike. Adamiak, second in the California League in appearances, just behind Martinez of Inland Empire. Here comes the 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And Wimmer takes it outside, 1-1. All it takes is one batter at a time. Fresno trying to prove that method right now. Modesto now trails 15-7 in the ninth inning. As here comes the 1-1 to Wimmer. The pitch, fly ball, left center field, and that ball is down. It scores one. Here comes Cumbis with the second run. He will score without a throw. It is now 8-4 here in the bottom of the ninth. Braylon Wimmer is first hit of the night. It's a 2-RBI single to center field. Hobson stops at second base. Castillo and Cumbis come home to score, and Fresno is right back in this thing. First hit of the inning and 2 runs. The runs both charged to Deco Chea, so that ends his line. First and second, one out for Blake Wright. A walk and a ground rule double in his last two at-bats. As that's inside, count of 1-0. A sacrifice fly back in the first inning. He had a strikeout, then a walk in the fifth, a ground rule double in the eighth. So 1-for-2 for Wright. First and second, one out. It's 8-4 Ports. The pitch. And Wright pops it foul on that one just to the right of us. And the count at 1-1. And this crowd of 6,075 are ready to roar if the Grizzlies can find a way right here. Again, one batter at a time. Don't need a home run. Continue to pile on hits, walks, whatever it takes. This Grizzlies team, their playoff hopes lie in the balance. Here comes the 1-1 to Wright. Adamiak winds and deals. It's outside 2-1. By the way, San Jose has just beaten Modesto 15-7. So right now, San Jose leads Fresno by 6.5 games. Fresno trails by 4 runs here in the ninth inning, though. 1 out. Here comes the 2-1 to Wright. And he grounds 1 foul. And the count now at 2-2. Good breaking ball from Adamiak. Adamiak, hometown of Shawnee, Kansas, 2022 draft pick by the Athletics in the 15th round. He's been one of the best relievers in the California League this year. Here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander. And it is outside, and the ball gets away, but no advancement. The count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Visalia beats Inland Empire tonight 7-1. Lake Elsinore holds on to beat Rancho Cucamonga 1-0 at Lone Mart Field. That South Division super close in the standings. 2 balls, 2 strikes, or 3 balls, 2 strikes to Wright. The pitch on its way, outside ball 4, and the bases are loaded for Kelvin Hidalgo. Another walk, Wimmer to second, Hobson a third. 8th walk tonight, and here comes the 19-year-old. Let's hear this crowd. It is 8-4. Your Fresno Grizzlies, Kelvin Hidalgo, the DSL MVP in 2023. He's in his first year stateside. The bases are loaded with 1 out. This is the second instance that Hidalgo has been here with the bases loaded. He struck out back in the 5th. Redemption will find you. And if Hidalgo can hit his first Fresno homer, we're tied. But again, Fresno, just one batter at a time. Here comes the first pitch to Kelvin Hidalgo from Adamiak. And it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. He chased a pitch way out of the zone. I wonder how his heart is beating right now. Is it steady? Or is the 19-year-old feeling a little bit of pressure? Fresno, a grand slam would tie this up. No balls and a strike. The pitch. And it swung on and missed. Back-to-back sliders from Adamiak. And Luis Mendez awaits on deck. Kelvin Hidalgo picked up an RBI single back in the first, 1-for-4. The 0-2 from Adamiak. And it's a ground ball foul. He went right back to the slider. That had great movement on the outside part of the plate. Bottom of the ninth inning, 8-4. Stockton leads Fresno. The Grizzlies have found 2 runs this inning. Braylon Wimmer, 2 RBI single. Bases loaded, 1 out. Kelvin Hidalgo. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. He goes down, a slider for the second out. First strikeout for Adamiak, second out of the inning. And now it's up to Luis Mendez. Mendez has 5 home runs. The bases are loaded with 2 outs. Can Luis Mendez find a way? Here comes the pitch, and Mendez takes a ball low. One ball and no strikes. Felix Tena is on deck for Fresno. The Grizzlies, this crowd is ready. Fireworks following tonight's contest. Here comes the 1-0 to Mendez. And he will take a called strike. Count it 1-1. Good off-speed pitch from Adamiak. Mark Adamiak has faced Fresno numerous times in 2024. Here comes the 1-1 to Mendez. And Mendez checks his swing. Did he go around? And they said he did. And the count at 1-2. Good slider in the dirt from Adamiak. And Fresno has chased a couple. This Grizzlies team, 8-4 here in the bottom of the ninth. Luis Mendez, one ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Mendez, and he lines one down the left field line, but foul. Mendez, good hack on there. The fastball from Adamiak reaching 96 miles per hour. Luis Mendez, his last home run he hit was to right field. Can he find a way to do it again? Here comes a 1-2 from Adamiak. And it is a fly ball out to left field. It is falling hard, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop in Salome to end the game. As the whole bullpen surrounds Salome, and Stockton survives 8-4. Oh, that could have been trouble, but instead Fresno, they lose. And the Grizzlies, the opportunities do not happen as the Grizzlies 7-game deficit in the Cal League North Division. We'll be back right after this with the postgame.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa. There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for tonight's postgame show as the Grizzlies fall to the Stockton Ports 8-4. Stockton, they're now 17-35 in the second half, 43-73 overall. They have spoiled Fresno's fun here on Friday. Fresno falls to 23-29. The Grizzlies now 61-56 in overall. Stockton 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 11 on base. Fresno 4 runs, just 5 hits, 2 errors. 11 left on base. The winning pitcher is Derek Coro, now 3-2. And the losing pitcher, Brian Mena, 0-3. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes. Paid crowd of 6,075. Outstanding Friday night crowd here at Chuck Chancey Park. Let's go through the scoring plays. So the Grizzlies took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first. A Blake Wright sacrifice fly scored Aiden Longwell. Then Kelvin Hidalgo, an RBI single, scored Caleb Hobson. But Stockton, they scored then at that point was 7 unanswered runs. They actually scored 8 technically until the bottom of the ninth inning. Mario Gomez, a solo shot in the top of the second, made it 2-1. And then Stockton took the lead 3-2. Darlin Montero, an RBI single. And then Joshua Kuroda Grauer, an RBI single to left, 3-2 Stockton. The Ports added another 4 runs in the fifth inning. Derek Salome on a fielder's choice. Mario Gomez, a 2-run homer, his second of the contest. And then Kuroda Grauer again, an RBI single. A wild pitch allowed Darlin Montero and Miles Naylor to advance. Naylor scores the run, 8-2 Stockton. The Grizzlies, a 2 RBI single from Braylon Wimmer in the ninth, made it 8-4 the Grizzlies with the bases loaded. Do not find a way to come back and win this one. They left the bases loaded on 2 separate occasions. The Grizzlies had their chances tonight and came up empty. Let's go to the offense now. Fresno, 5 hits. They had 3 over the first 2 innings. They had 1 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th inning. Aiden Longwell, a multi-hit game. Braylon Wimmer, a multi-RBI game. Longwell and then Blake Wright, both with doubles. Blake Wright, he had the ground rule double. He also issued a walk. Fresno walked 8 times tonight, but they could not find a way, leaving 11 on base, 2 for 11 with runners in scoring position. On the other side, Stockton, they had 2 home runs from Mario Gomez, a double from Darlin Montero, a double from Ronnie Green. The trio were outstanding. 12 hits for the Ports, 3 by Green, 2 by Gomez, 3 by Montero. Gomez, 3 RBI and 2 RBI for Kuroda Grauer. He also had 2 hits. On the pitching side of things, Fresno right-hander Brian Mena was lit up. 10 hits, 7 runs all earned, 2 walks and 4 Ks over 4 2/3 innings. The Grizzlies bullpen just 1 run allowed. Austin Becker and Nathan Blasic combining for 3 1/3 scoreless innings. For Stockton, their starter Kyle Robinson in his athletics and professional debut. 2 innings of work, he allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 walk and 2 Ks. And then the bullpen was outstanding for Stockton. 7 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 7 walks, but 8 strikeouts. Adamiak finishing the game. Coro, 2 perfect innings for the Ports. So the Grizzlies, they fall by a final score tonight of 8-4. Fresno has now evened the series with Stockton. Game 5 tomorrow, uber important. Right-hander Brian Perez, a 4-7 record, a 4.36 ERA. He'll be countered by right-hander Sujen Shaw, a 2-4 record, a 5.83 ERA. 6:50 p.m. first pitch, bounce house bonanza, and a shoe charm giveaway. We hope you can make it down. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. We'll be on ESPN Radio tomorrow, as well as the Grizzlies and the Ports. Game 5 of 6 tomorrow. The Ports winning tonight by a final score of 8-4. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night. We'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Join the Fresno Grizzlies for Bounce House Bonanza Night on Saturday, August 24th at Chuck Chancey Park. Experience the fun with tons of inflatables around the ballpark. The first 1,500 kids in attendance will also receive a pack of Grizzlies shoe charms. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.